Chris Morning Update, Friday, April the 21st. 今天在国内新闻方面，天舟一号飞船发射成功，进入预定轨道，按计划将与天宫二号实现三次交会对接。在网球方面呢，怀着身孕拿下澳网的35岁网球名将小威廉姆斯正式宣布怀孕，将缺席本赛季的全部比赛。在医药方面 ，AbbVie 宣布维利帕尼治疗非小细胞肺癌和三阴乳腺癌的三期临床失败。在本地新闻方面，武汉三年拟供应住宅用地3577余公顷，严格调控市场，稳定房价。China launches first cargo spaceship at 7:41 p.m. tonight on a mission to test technology designed for the nation's planned manned space station. Tianzhou 1, the largest and heaviest spacecraft ever built by China, was atop a Long March 7 carrier rocket that blasted off from the Wenchang Space Launch Center in Hainan Province.According to the China Manned Space Agency, after entering an orbit about 380 kilometers above the Earth, Tianzhou 1 will conduct 3 autonomous dockings with the Tiangong 2 Space Laboratory to supply fuel and other items. This mission will allow scientists to test in-orbit resupply technology, which is essential to running a manned space station.Tianzhou 1 will remain in space for about 5 months, spending 2 months with Tiangong 2 and 3 months in separate orbit, the agency said. If the mission goes to plan, it will make China the second nation to successfully conduct in-orbit refueling following Russia. The cargo vessel developed by the China Academy of Space Technology is 10.6 meters long and has a diameter of 3.35 meters. Its maximum takeoff weight is 13.5 metric tons and it can carry up to 6.5 tons of supplies. China's largest and heaviest spacecraft before Tianzhou 1 was Tiangong 2, which is 10.4 meters long and has a diameter of 3.35 meters and weighs 8.6 tons. Tiangong 1's 6.5 tons payload capacity also makes it the world's most capable cargo spacecraft in service. Japan's H2 transfer vehicle has 6 tons of payload capacity. The Cygnus and Dragon, both US-made craft, have 3.5 tons and 3.3 tons respectively, and Russia's Progress MS has 2.2 tons. In the future, the Tianzhou series will be tasked with transporting supplies of fuel and other necessities to China's manned space station. Construction of the station will begin next year, and it is expected to enter service by about 2022, the agency said.Tennis superstar Serena Williams is pregnant and taking maternity leave through the rest of 2017, expecting to give birth this fall, her spokesman said on Wednesday in an announcement that upended a sport the 35-year-old athlete has dominated for the past decade. The confirmation came hours after Williams, due to regain to the number one world ranking next week, set off a day of frenzied speculation with a short-lived selfie posted on social media, posing for a photo in a yellow one-piece swimsuit on Snapchat with the caption, 20 weeks. Williams deleted the photo shortly after it appeared and waited for more than 6 hours to make a public comment, stoking debate among tennis fans about whether or not she was joking.Bush Novak told Reuters that Williams intended to sit out the remainder of the 2017 season and return next year. Williams, the world's highest-paid female athlete, announced her engagement to Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian last December. Days ago, she seemed to quell speculations about impending motherhood with an Instagram post praising a newly published guidebook for new mothers by former Destiny Child singer Kelly Rowland, adding the caption, "One of these days, I hope to apply this, but not now, I'll stick to my dog chip." If Williams is indeed 20 weeks into her term, that would mean she was approximately 2 months pregnant when she captured her record 23rd Grand Slam tournament singles title at the Australian Open in January. Her victory over old sister Venus Williams broke a tie with Steffi Graf for the world most Grand Slam singles championships in the sport's modern era. Serena Williams has not played since then, citing a knee injury. Turning to pharmaceuticals, AbbVie said on Wednesday that experimental cancer drug veliparib failed to meet the main goals of two late-stage studies. The trials evaluated the effect of veliparib in combination with a chemotherapy regimen on patients with non-small cell cancer and triple-negative breast cancer. In one trial, the combination treatment failed to improve the overall survival of non-small cell lung cancer patients who had smoked within the past 12 months and had more than 100 smoking events in their lifetime. In another trial, which evaluated the treatment on patients with early-stage triple-negative breast cancer, the drug did not achieve the complete pathologic response. Veliparib belongs to a closely watched class of new medicine called PARP inhibitors, which block enzymes involved in repairing damaged DNA, thereby helping to kill cancer cells. The only approved drugs in this class include AstraZeneca's Lynparza, also known as olaparib, and Tesaro's niraparib. Tesaro's niraparib won the US FDA's approval for the treatment of recurring ovarian cancer late in March this year. Other experimental PARP inhibitors include Clovis Oncology's rucaparib and Pfizer's talazoparib. AbbVie's shares were marginally down after the bell on Wednesday. And that's all for our Friday update, and stay tuned for our update on this Saturday.